This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Once again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And this is Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2019, the 78th anniversary of the surprise sneak attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and a day that every year, we pause to remember those who were so viciously attacked and who fought and died at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In honor of those service men and women who were there on that day, a moment of silence, please. Fair winds and following seas. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And a special announcement this afternoon, 1 hour from right now, on 14327, our normal second hour of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, we'll be operating special event using a special call sign. It's November Radio 3 Delta Tango, NR3DT. Now, some of you old grizzled Coast Guard veterans out there will recognize the call sign as NRDT. That's the call sign of the United States Coast Guard cutter Taney, 327-foot Secretary-class cutter that was in Honolulu on that day, December 7th, 1941, not in Pearl Harbor, but on the waterfront in downtown Honolulu, where she activated her guns and engaged the enemy as they were strafing Waikiki in downtown Honolulu. The Coast Guard cutter Taney is the last battleship or warship afloat that was in Hawaii that day. There is one other floating ship, a tugboat, in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Only one of two ships still afloat that were in Hawaii that day. And that ship and the Taney is now moored as a museum ship in the harbor at Baltimore. And they are having special commemorative services and remembrances today on board the ship in the Baltimore Harbor. And as a result, we're not able to get the station set up. It's a brand new radio club that's going to be set up on Coast Guard cutter Taney in Baltimore, with the club call sign November Radio 3 Delta Tango. And we will operate this afternoon in 1 hour on 14327, also on 40 meters, 7210 on 40, and 7040 on CW, with a special Coast Guard cutter Taney QSL card in honor of Pearl Harbor Day. That operation will last for approximately 1 hour only, and that will happen at the conclusion of our main net today. With that, we're also going to let you know we're streaming on the Internet via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November. TuneIn is the app. You can get that free from the App Store. Look for W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And just do a search for the call sign, and you can listen to us as you roam around today doing your Christmas shopping or whatever else you're doing for the next few weeks. So I think with all of that, we'll jump right in and see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard today, Pearl Harbor Day. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. All right, hearing no active duty Coast Guard at this time, do we have any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? Hearing no regular net members who are mobile today, let's go with Coast Guard veterans. Looking for U.S. Coast Guard veterans from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
Kilo Bravo 1 Juliet Delta Yankee.
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, other Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo 1, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey, Oscar.
Okay, the Kilo 1 again?
Kilo 1, NMF. Kilo 1, November Mike Fox.
Kilo 1, November Mike Foxtrot, other Coast Guard veterans. Bravo India, is that Alpha Bravo? No. Bravo India, give me your call again.
Kilowatt Golf Niner, Bravo India.
Kilowatt Golf 9, Bravo India. Any other Coast Guard veterans?
Whiskey 4, Whiskey
2, Uniform Tango Romeo.
Okay, there's Whiskey 4.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Oscar.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Oscar.
QSL.
All right, and Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo. Let's go ahead and start with these, and we'll continue from there. Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee, and a very good afternoon, sir. Over.
W5CGC, KB1JDY. Hello, Dick, and everybody on the net. George from Woodslip, Connecticut. We have 33 degrees, Dick, and about 8 inches of snow on the ground. We're going to get a little warming trend, and hopefully we'll get rid of some of that to make room for some new stuff. Back to net.
That's a lot of snow, George. Good grief. KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Sounds to me like you got a little Christmas weather early, over.
Roger. It does look nice out there, though, but I could say it's a little cool day today. It's windy, but that's all right. We have to expect it this time of the year, Dick.
Roger. Well, we're at about 49 degrees right now. I don't think we're going to get a whole lot warmer today. I think somewhere in the mid-50s is kind of what we're looking at, so that's for about here, and it's starting to turn overcast. I think we're going to have overcast for the next couple of days. Over.
All right, Roger. Very good there, Dick. All right, thanks for picking me up. Sounding good in the northeast over here, so I wish you a good day, and also Semper Paratus. Back to net.
Semper Paratus to you as well, George, and we'll be, don't forget, we'll be on the air 1 hour from now. With a special event call sign in honor of Pearl Harbor Day, NR3 Delta Tango. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta.
Okay, good morning to everybody on the net, on the East Coast and the West Coast. And we have water on the ground and cloudy skies, so that's good for California. We hadn't had rain for almost 7 months, so we certainly appreciate that. And going to definitely try to reach the Cheney and there. So wish everybody the best, and everybody got through Thanksgiving, and we've had a wonderful time here with our family. Take care, Dick, 73. This is KA60 back to net.
Roger. Very good, Mark. Glad things went well for you on Thanksgiving. We managed to polish off all of our Thanksgiving leftovers quite some time ago. K6D, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, thanks for being out there. Nice signal from California today. Kilowatt 1, November, Mike Foxtrot.
Good morning. This is Kilowatt 1, November, Mike Foxtrot. Band is kind of messing up here today, up and down. And, got plenty of snow on the ground. Woke up this morning to about 10 degrees, I guess. So it was a bit cool. It looks like about 25 now. Sunny, and I guess I'll turn it back to you. Not a lot going on here other than getting ready for the Christmas time holiday coming up. Back to you, W5CGC. This is Kilo 1 November Mike Fox. Thank you.
All right, Dennis. Well, thanks for stopping by today from up in New Hampshire. Got a little snow on the ground there as well. Looking like wintertime, K1NMF, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Thanks for being there. Semper Paratus to you, and have a great weekend.
Semper Paratus, and we're all, of course, really still having a day today. So God bless you, and you too.
Roger, roger. Kilo 1, November, Mike Fox, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Kilo Golf 9, Bravo, India.
Good morning, Dick, in the multitude. KG9DIL up here in Marinette, Wisconsin. The Great White North. It's a sunny, beautiful sunshine day, but 33 to 4 degrees, and we've got lots of snow already, and we had ice and snow mixed, and a lot of trees down, and
a lot of other
outages up this way.
CQ, this is Whiskey X-Ray 9, India, Whiskey X-Ray, Taiwan Recognition Day. This is Leon.
Tuesday, frequencies
in use, thank you.
8 degrees above, and then Wednesday about 5 above for a high.
Okay, Alan, Kilo Golf 9, Bravo, India, from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Very fine. Well, good to have you on board today. And I know we haven't chatted with you in quite some time. How's the shipyards doing up there? I saw that the vice president was up there. I guess they must have awarded some sort of a shipbuilding contract to them. I wonder if the Coast Guard's got anything going on up there right now, or is it all Navy? Over.
Yeah, he was here. You're right about that, Dick, checking things out. And I took a ride down that way, and I see the captain probably from the station over there on the other side of the
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, thanks very much for that report, Alan. Good to have you on board today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good luck with all your Christmas shopping, and we'll talk to you again soon. Kilo Golf 9, Bravo, India, from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, W5CGC, Dallas, Fort Worth. You're on 14300. Whiskey 4, Charlie, Whiskey, Oscar.
W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, at the net. Good morning. Dan, we have Dan Delta Alpha. Remember, we're about 58 degrees and clear. Just outside Wilmington, North Carolina, and Rocky Point, North Carolina. First time I've heard this net on the air. Kind of new to HF, and enjoying it. I'll say Semper Paratus to everybody, and turn it back to net control.
Okay, very good. Whiskey 4, Charlie, Whiskey, Oscar, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Welcome aboard the net there, Danny, from Rocky Point, North Carolina. Wonder if you have any prior Coast Guard or other military service. Over.
26 years U.S. Coast Guard. My first unit out of boot camp was the Coast Guard cutter Ingham, WPG-35, another 327, and went in as SA, of course. Wound up as quarter bosun, actually. I was a quartermaster. Enjoyed all 26 years of it, and
had the good fortune this morning to make contact with the battleship North Carolina. They're doing a special commemoration of Pearl Harbor Day on the air this morning. And their call is November India 4, Bravo Kilo. November India 4, Bravo Kilo for the battleship North Carolina. Back to you.
Well, very good, Danny. If you want to stick around for a minute or two, would you like to talk to the Coast Guard cutter Ingham?
Absolutely.
Well, I think you'll have an opportunity to do that. NR4DL has been on the net already this morning from Key West, and we're also going to have NR3 Delta Tango, the Coast Guard cutter Taney, on the air, a special event also in about an hour. So the Coast Guard will be well represented today on the air for Pearl Harbor Day. And when you retired from the Coast Guard after 26 years, Danny, would you happen to have been a chief warrant officer? Over.
Yep, that's correct. Over. Got lucky. Just a simple seaman stayed in a long time.
Well, I wondered with that call sign whether or not that was an accident or planned. Most of the time these days they're planned. Want to give you some information. If you haven't, since you just found us on the air here today, we have a website for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have you to be a member of it and part of it. The way to do that is simply there are no dues or fees involved, just a registration. We'll send you a big old file, a PDF file these days, with all 900-plus members of the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. And we'll just ask you for a little information so we can include you in there as well. The website is whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf, w5cgc.org. And we'll be love to get you in the book and a member of the group. We're here every Saturday at noon Eastern Time on 14300. And we, like I say, we got over 900 members. Not all of them check in every week, of course, but we do get a good number of them. And we'd love to have you. Over.
Roger, roger. I will be glad to enlist.
All right, well, let's see here. I know I've got a couple of guys. I got one more on the list after you. Let's see. November Radio 4, Delta Lima, NR4DL. Are you on board there, Bill? I've got an old Ingham sailor on the frequency here. Over.
Yeah, roger, Dick. This is NR4DL. I'm unable to copy Danny. I can hear your side of the conversation, but I can't hear his. Over.
All right, Danny's in Rocky Point, North Carolina. I guess he was served aboard Ingham right after boot camp. Is that right, Danny?
That's correct. 1964, September 64 until July of 65, when I left to go to attend school in Brock, Connecticut.
Yeah, 64 to 65, right after boot camp there, Bill. Danny, sorry you can't hear him. He can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear him, but he can't hear you down in Key West. But he acknowledges that you're there and sends along his regards. Over.
Roger, I've got a great situation here. I can just barely hear a little of the bit of it down. Watch on an ICOM 718. So I'm just keeping in mind, but I appreciate you relaying it. My best regards to him as well.
All right, very good. Regards back to the Ingham, Danny, retired chief warrant officer. And I take it you were a quartermaster somewhere along the way. Is that right, Danny?
That's correct. First 11 years. Made TQL. Spent a couple of years active teaching quartermaster of signal school with the Navy down in Orlando before making a warrant. And then practiced. Great, great, great.
Roger, roger. Yes, that is correct, Bill. NR4DL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. He was a quartermaster chief. Went on to become a warrant officer at the Navy Signal School, I guess, in Orlando, and retired as a chief warrant. So another Coast Guard Cutter Ingham veteran on board the Coast Guard net. NR4DL with Whiskey 4 Charlie, Whiskey Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Roger. Well, thanks, and tell him he's welcome anytime. If he gets down to Key West, he gets the personal tour, of course, being a vet, and it gets in the special log. always great to welcome vets back. So, and then we have a reunion coming up in 2022 in Key West. So, or 2021 in Key West. 2022 is the launching date for the new Ingham movie.
Ah, gotcha. So, Danny, if you didn't hear that, you're always welcome to go, if you get to Key West, to go on board. You get special treatment, a special private tour. You also get logged in as a special guest, as a former Coast Guard Cutter Ingham crew. And there is a reunion coming up in 2021, and the new Coast Guard Cutter Ingham will be launched in 2022. So that's a lot of information, Danny, but welcome aboard. Hope to see you every Saturday. Mark it down. Put a pin in the calendar, noon Eastern time, right here on 14300. W4 Charlie Whiskey Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie. Make as many of the net check-ins coming months. Thank you for the I'll turn it back to the next control. 7-3.
All right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Oscar, and good to have you aboard here on this Pearl Harbor Day. Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo. Al here in Jersey City with a sunny 42 degrees today, Dick. And hello to you and everyone on the net.
Roger, Al. Good to have you on board. Did you get any of the snow there? I know we were kind of talking about that last week, you being in the tropic zone there of New York City. But I thought I saw where you guys got a little snow out of this last one. Over.
Roger, we just had a slight dusting that just went away just as quickly as it came, so no problem. Mostly just on the car sticking, so, well, heck, that's not too bad. So, hey, nice to hear that you got another Ingham contact. That's nice.
Yeah, Roger, brand new first contact today with Danny, W4CWO, and unfortunately, Bill couldn't hear him down there, but Danny, I think, heard Bill a little bit on board Ingham. Well, very good. Well, you have a good rest of your weekend over there. Thanks for checking in, as always, Al. Big Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you with the Coast Guard Cutter Taney special event call a little bit later on. Roger?
Roger. If I can get it, I will do it, and week, Dick, and everyone on the net, and I'm glad to see maybe your interference problems have disappeared, and catch you next week or the week after. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, this is Whiskey 2 Uniform Tango Romeo 73 and Semper Paratus.
All right, sir. Thank you. Semper Paratus to you, W2UTR, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And don't forget, at half past the hour, we turn things over to Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta for this day in Coast Guard history. Well, there were a few things that happened today, I'm thinking. So Mr. Nick will have a report at the bottom of the hour, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, this day in Coast Guard history. Also, if you have a first-person story of some activity or something that you participated in that is historical in nature in the history books for the Coast Guard and would like to recite that history for us, we'd love to hear from you. Just let us know. Drop us an email via the call book address, and we'll certainly get back in touch with you and make arrangements to make that happen. Let's take another check-in list. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
This is K-A-4-R-U-R.
Well, that was a nice pileup. November Papa?
Still Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo, Kilo November Papa.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Who else?
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha
Echo,
Lima.
Echo.
Kilo Golf 4.
Romeo Alpha Lima.
Romeo Alpha Lima. Kilowatt 1, Echo, Echo. Who else? Spread them out a little bit, please.
Kilo Bravo 7 Delta Hotel.
KB7DH, my goodness, who else?
November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar.
November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. All right, let me work this crew here. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo November Papa.
Yes, Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo November Papa. Well, it's a little warmer here. At least we're getting into the 40s this week. I have almost finished rebuilding my shack here. I put tile down on the floor, and the problem is my garage is where I'm at is below ground level, and I had cinder blocks on two sides, so I've done some insulation work on that, and it feels a lot better in here. I'll find out when it gets back down real cold. That's about all that's going on today, over.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, it sounds like you got a little warming to do there for sure, but hey, Ed's good to have you on with all your projects. I never know what's going to be happening next, over.
I'm not sure I know what's going to be happening next. This one I wanted to get before it got real cold, because it was pretty chilly out here last winter, and I'm hoping I can fix that. But not much else, and I was trying to think. Not much else going on, over.
All right, very good, Ed. Thanks for dropping by today. Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you again next week, and we'll make another quick announcement at the top of the hour. We're going to switch to 14-327 and begin operations on this Pearl Harbor Day as November Radio 3 Delta Tango. Special event call sign in honor of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Taney, who was at Pearl Harbor, not Pearl Harbor, but in Honolulu at the waterfront downtown, and actually engaged the enemy from the waterfront downtown Honolulu. So the last warship afloat that was in Honolulu that day. So that is something we're going to do here in about another 35 minutes. Kilo Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
W5CDC, this is Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Nice to talk to you, Dick.
We have a sunny day here today. It's about 35 degrees. 40 degrees is about going to be it. A little bit of snow still left on the ground. We got about an inch the other day, and that was the first snowstorm we had. Too early for this time of year, but luckily the leaves were off the trees, so that wet snow didn't break any branches. Back to you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, Whiskey Bravo. I've mashed call signs together all day long. It's no, don't take it personally, Art. WB2ELD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Got a new, another Ingham sailor just checked in. Whiskey 2, or rather Whiskey 4. See, there we go again. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Oscar. Danny down in Rocky Point, North Carolina. Served aboard Ingham right out of boot camp in the mid 60s. And the ranks are growing there, Art. Over.
Yeah, Roger, very good. Nice to hear from another Ingham sailor out there. Yeah, I went on it right after boot camp also, but a little later down the line there. Got on it in 67, so I think he said he was 65 to 66, I believe, is what he said. But always good to hear from another guy on there. Also nice to know that Ingham will be sailing again in 2022, I think he said. Is that right? Over.
A brand spanking new Coast Guard cutter, active duty Coast Guard cutter Ingham. One of the new ships will be launched in 2022. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Very good to hear that. Also, I think you said the Taney is going to be on 327. I'll try to check in there if I get a chance. All right, Dick. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you again. We'll see you next week. This is WB2 ELD.
Roger, Roger, WB2 ELD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Bob, how are things all the way over there in Tallahassee, over?
Things are going really well. My air conditioner's confused about being on heat or cool. Sitting here watching Baylor in Oklahoma, and hope I don't offend anybody, but I'm pulling for Baylor. And just enjoying this wonderful Saturday afternoon.
I'm not sure why they're playing that game so doggone early, but they are. I guess there's a bunch of those games today. Be interesting to see who ends up in the Final Four playoffs. I guess Oregon helped either Oklahoma or Baylor out a little bit last night by beating Utah, from what it sounds like. Over.
Yes, sir. I like to root for the underdogs. See somebody like Baylor that hasn't been there like them. Give these other young guys a chance, but we're pulling for them and hoping they're doing well. On another note, going to be reporting on Longwire tomorrow. Just wanted to see what kind of a stick log came out there in
Texas. You say you're on the Longwire now?
Roger. My Longwire is running east and west, so it's radiating. So I'm going to be bringing a truck out tomorrow and putting up a new antenna. It's going to be oriented north and south, and hopefully I get a better radiation pattern out the east and west. So.
Well, right now you're only running about an S3, but your audio is solid and 100% readable. Over.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. You're 5'9" here in Tallahassee, clear as a bell, and hopefully by the spring I'm going to either have beam up or one of those cobweb beams up and see if that doesn't do the trick a little bit better.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good. Well, good to talk to you there, Bob. You have a good afternoon there, and good luck on the antenna installations. We'll look for you next week. A big Semper Paratus, Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima is clear, sir, 70 degrees, and thank you for running the net. Semper Paratus.
Kilowatt 1, Echo Echo.
How's the coffee this, right now, Dick? Can you get through the hatch? Because it's pretty noisy on this end.
We're readable. About you're also about an S3 here, 100% copy. Over.
Well, that's good. Well, it warms the cockles of my heart to get on here and hear J1 or the net anyway. And I'm all around and about, and not too close to being rigged most of the time. And that's why we don't get on very often. And we have the K1EV on the side just to sort of help me get through the QRM. So.
Roger, Roger. Well, glad you did, and good to have you back on board after several months of being away. And thanks to K1EV for helping you get back on the air. I guess we'll look for you again next week as we get closer to the Christmas season. Over.
Well, we're going to give a go at it, and this is particularly good, I think, this time. You got a real, even though it's about S. Pretty good copy,
though. Roger, Roger. Glad to hear that. All right, sir. Got a couple more to get in here, but as we are running a little short on time, K1EE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, thanks for being there, and Semper Paratus. Look forward to next week. Kilo Bravo 7 Delta Hotel.
Yeah, good morning, Dick. Well, it's probably afternoon to you. I was thinking of something historical. My first few months in the Coast Guard, I served on a two boats, the 83-300. Old Woodhull, you probably remember the old Woodhull World War II boats, and wasn't the most comfortable living quarters for sure, but I sure was glad that within the month I got transferred to one of the newer 95 footers, and that's where I served out my my time there in my 4-year enlistment there. So anyway, it wasn't historical, but maybe hysterical, okay?
Well, there's some historical and hysterical involved in both of those. Very good, Dennis. Well, I hope all's well out there in the Arizona desert today, and I hope you're having a good weekend, and I do appreciate you coming by, over.
Oh, things are looking good. We got a little overcast today, and a prediction of some rain tonight and maybe some tomorrow. But, boy, they can predict rain, but you never know whether you're really going to get it or not until it happens. So looking forward to it because it's pretty dry. 73s, have a good one, and catch you on the other one. KAB78.
All right, one more, and then we'll switch over to Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta and get our report for this day in Coast Guard history, talk to some Alaskans, Hawaiians, and anybody else we can get from the Northwest. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar.
W5CGC, hope I remember that right. N4AHO. Doug in Walhalla.
Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Romeo Mobile.
Okay, I might have more than one station talking at the same time. Something doesn't sound right there, Doug. Got you in South Carolina, November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. Go ahead and try that again. Welcome aboard. Over.
Roger, Roger. Alpha Charlie 2 N4AHO. I'm also an Ingham Sailor, 1980 to 82. Over.
Ingham Sailor, 80 to 82. Very good. Well. Did you hear Bill a while ago when he called in?
There's a few people I'm not able to hear very well, and I don't remember if I heard him or not, but I don't think so.
Well, yeah, you're pretty much in close to the same neighborhood as Danny was, so propagation is not too good there. Hope everything's going okay for you down there in South Carolina, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Over.
Roger, Roger, sure did. Thanks for the announcement on the reunion coming up year after next. I've never seen an Ingham reunion before. Too bad we were in Key West just a few months ago and didn't even know where the Ingham was, and we didn't have time anyway.
Carlton, you sound great.
There's a single parking spot in Key West, but looking forward to that. I think we can make it in 2 years. Good timing even for
that. All right, we'll pick you up as we come around.
Okay, very good. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good. Good to have you on board today, Doug. Thanks for being there. And, yeah, Ingham is at the Truman Annex. There's a park there in Key West, and there is parking there, as a matter of fact, for the museum ships. I know the parking in Key West can be a challenge at times. 73s to you, and thanks for being there. N4AHO, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Time for us now to switch things over to the Great Pacific Northwest. Alpha Lima 7 Delta. Delta's been standing by. We're a little bit late getting to him. He's chomping at the bit to let us know what's going on. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. How you doing out there, Nick?
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Well, I almost lost you a couple of times here. You went down into the mud, but we're copying you now, over.
Roger. Well, you're good and solid. No problem here. Good Q5 copy. And kind of been a little bit of a busy day and some late changes to the activities here today with the Taney group, but it's all part of the day, I guess. This day in Coast Guard history, December 7th. We'll see what you got on the slate for today, and we'll stand by. AL7DD W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Richard, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Well, today in Coast Guard history, the first Revenue Cutter Service court martial occurred on this date in 1793. Aboard the cutter Massachusetts, the offender, Third Mate Sylvanus Coleman of Nantucket, Well, summarily dismissed from the service for speaking disrespectfully of his superior officers in public company, insulting Captain John Foster Williams, on board and before the company, and for keeping bad women on board the cutter in Boston, and setting a bad example to the men by ordering them to bring women on board at night and carrying them ashore in the morning. So he was summarily discharged from those activities. And you took some of my things about the Cutter King, who was in Honolulu Harbor at the port, and also the buoy tender Sikui, and the 125-foot patrol craft, the Lion and Tank Tiger. So, like you said, Tang opened fire on the Japanese aircraft, and the 125-foot Tiger submarine sweep as the Tang opened fire on the Japanese aircraft. And in 1988, the Coast Guard hosted an international summit between Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and President Ronald Reagan and President-elect George H.W. Bush at Governor's Island in New York Harbor. So that's the new U.S. Coast Guard history, over.
Roger, roger. Big day in Coast Guard history indeed, and certainly appreciate your report on that this week, and all the goings-on out in Hawaii as part of the Pearl Harbor activities that day in Honolulu Harbor, with the Coast Guard being directly involved in that. And we'll turn it back over to you now and let you see if you can get some Hawaiians and maybe even an Alaskan or two, over.
See, well, I heard Carlton break in there, so I'll pick him up as I come back around from Alaska. And I also heard KL7ICQ and KL2 Papa Mike, so put them on the list and we'll pick them up as we come back around from Alaska. This is Alpha 7 Delta Delta looking for our Alaskan members. KL7IWC, KL7 November Charlie, KL1 Alpha Sierra, KL7 Juliet Echo, any of our Alaskans, call now. Any of our Alaskans, KL7IWC, KL7 November Charlie, KL7 Judy Echo, KL7 Jacob November, KL7 ECD, KL7 India Sierra, check any of our Alaskans.
W5 Charlie, this is KL7 IWC Juno. I can't copy Nick.
Roger, stand by.
Over. Roger, Roger, Carl, good morning and aloha back to you. King Henry 6 Charlie Bravo.
Okay, Sonny was there, Carlton, did you hear him? Okay, King Henry 6 Charlie Bravo saying hello to Carlton, and here's Carlton actually on the voice here for a while, so good to hear you back on the air, Carlton, and Semper Paratus to you, and keep the bass going there. And so we'll come down and then we'll pick up KL7IQQ and KL2 pop the mic. Go ahead there, Mr. Knudsen. Hudson, KL7IQQ down in Payson, Arizona, with a little bit rainy and cloudy, but at least it's a lot warmer than in Alaska, I think, right now. Though we are supposed to warm up on the Kenai there, Larry. So now we'll continue on down around here and see if we can get a hold of Gus, NH7J, NH7J, AL7Delta.
Good morning, AL7 Delta,
NH7J.
Hearing me okay, Nico?
Oh, yeah, I hear you really well. You sound like you're on the remote.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm driving here to Waipahu. I had to run some errands this morning. This iPhone doesn't receive so well. AL7DD, this is NH7J, remote mobile here. So, good morning. Beautiful day. Here on the island of Oahu, absolutely clear skies. The only clouds are the ones you normally see all bunched up on top of the mountains, the Kohala Mountains anyway. Not much wind here, just kind of a beautiful weekend after some rain we had on Friday morning. So all is well here right now. Over.
Okay, I guess, yeah, very good signal, and the iPhone has a little bit more punch to it there, so got that on, and I don't know, look here, you copying Gus this morning, he's out Bojo on his step, over.
I am indeed. November Hotel 7 Juliet, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, good to hear you out there, Gus, on this Pearl Harbor day. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we're going to activate for the very first time this afternoon in about 10 to 15 minutes the brand new call sign for the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Taney, who was in Honolulu Harbor on this day, December 7, 1941, and opened fire on the Japanese aircraft that were strafing the city. And we're going to be operating as a special event in honor of Pearl Harbor with their brand new club call. Over.
Okay, Richard, the guest said he's not talking there on the road, but that's, we're going to have a special event station probably when you get back in the house. Cutter Taney, who was in Honolulu at the time, December 7th, strafing by the Japanese aircraft, is going to be on the air today after we get done here on 14T25.
Nick, Roger, yes, it's a big day here on
Coast Guard Cutter
Taney.
Richard's going to be doing a hour of
mention the active shooter we had at Pearl Harbor Shipyard. I don't work there. I work at Waiwa, where the communication station is. I know a lot of people there, and I was involved with my annual active shooter training, and then looked up and saw that the alert that was just happening. So the training was pretty effective for me. Over.
Okay, I think we doubled a little bit, but that was pretty anonymous. Having active duty training at the Bombstay, and then actually having the active shooter over at Pearl Harbor Shipyard. Anything else, Gus?
Oh,
good to hear y'all. This iPhone doesn't work too well on receive. It tends to cancel out all the noise, which is most of what I, a lot of the audio mixed in just doesn't get heard. So the dial-up is not the best remote.
Okay, well, very good, Jeff, and come up to 1427, Richard is going to activate the Petty King call sign in RC Delta Tango
for an hour. Roger that, we'll be sure to listen in. Thanks for the info. Over.
Okay, Jeff, Number 23 and Comfort Paradis, MH7J, AL7 Delta Delta, back to you there, Richard, if you copy me.
I am. Copy Gus, too. Gus, I copy you fine. I copy you fine, Gus. Roger, your active shooter training that you were involved with that was activated with the shooting at the shipyards there in Pearl Harbor a couple of days ago. Had to be a tough time for everybody and very stressful, and I'm glad to hear that you're okay and the training that you went through was effective. Over.
You doubled with everybody.
Double with everybody. We seem to be having that problem. AL7DD, Nick, go ahead.
Okay, I just turned it back to you, Gus. You're thinking about the active shooting, so you heard that, and then Gus said aloha. So back to you, and I did hear HYD on the radio here, too.
Okay, very good. Well, I tell you what, it's one of those days. I've got KL7IWC standing by, and I did not hear who you talked to up there in Alaska.
I had KL0 Quebec Zulu, Glenn, he's down in Mesa for the winter, and then KL7I, QQ, and KL2 Pop the Mic.
KL7 Quebec Zulu is the one I didn't get. All right, let me get KL7IWC. He said he doesn't hear you. KL7IWC Juno, go ahead.
Good morning, Dick. KL7IWC Juno. Nick is just beginning to break the threshold, and I can tell he's there now. We're experiencing rain up here last week. It looks like it's going to continue. Our reservoirs are dry, so I expect by spring they'll be full. Other than that, conditions are well, and how are things down your way? Also, what was that about the Taney call sign? What was the info on that? Over.
Okay, Larry, KL7IWC, nice 5-9 copy down here into the state of Texas today from Juneau, Alaska. Starting just a bit after the top of the hour on 14.327, and also on 40 meters on 72.10 and 70.40 on CW, the brand spanking new Coast Guard Cutter Taney Amateur Radio Group's call sign, November Radio 3 Delta Tango, will be activated as a special event call sign in honor of Pearl Harbor Day for approximately an hour or so on 14.327 and the other frequencies. It's a brand new call sign for a brand new club that'll be active on board Taney as soon as they can finish setting up the station there. Over.
Oh, Roger. Sounds good. NRDC. Yeah, I was on NR, I forget it now. Anyway, skip that one. I was a Campbell sailor, NRDC, I think it was. That sounds great. We'll give it a try. Once you get on with the net, thanks for coming up and holding it, and you get a great signal up here. I don't know why I'm not hearing Nick. It's just not uncommon that I get long skip and not short skip. 73s and Pepper Paradis. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, KL7 IWC, Pepper Paradis.
All right, Larry, Semper Paratus, Kilowatt Lima 7, India Whiskey Charlie, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Boy, we don't have much time left today. We're kind of rushing them in here, but let's see if we can get a few more check-ins before the top of the hour, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
November 7, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Romeo.
Okay, I got way more than I can copy here all at once here. N7CGV, Radio Uniform Radio, and Sugar Whiskey Sugar. N7CGV, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Dick, and everybody on the desk. So I love this day. It reminds me of my dad. He was there at Pearl Harbor when he was 18 years old. Supposed to be on one of those infamous islands where hardly anyone survived from the Japanese attack building the runway, but... thank God he wasn't there. He missed the boat, so they're supposed to go out Monday, but obviously that got changed. So after that, he ended up in the Army Air Corps and then with the Volunteer Air Group in China, was a mechanic on the P-40 Warhawk.
Roger, roger. Very fine, Alan. Well, thanks for the recounting that historical information today on Pearl Harbor Day. I'm going to have to run along because we're short in time, but... 7-3 Semper Paratus, and I've got you down on the payroll today. Take care. Radio Uniform Radio. Yeah, not too strong today, Fred. In St. Louis, Missouri, KA4RUR. W5 Charlie Goff. Charlie, well, you popped in just strong enough to get on the payroll today. Big Semper Paratus, thanks for being out there. Roger?
Oh, roger that, Dick. Yeah, you're starting to fade out. So I'll say 73 to you. Try to catch you next week. W5-CCC-KA4-RUR.
Roger, roger. Kilowatt 7, I think. Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Good morning, Dick and Annette. Another cloudy day up here in the big sky country. Weather's been pretty nice, so I've gotten all my firewood split and stacked, and Mother and I are just hunkering down for winter, I guess. I won't hold it, Dick. I know you're short for time. So anyway, I'm gonna go up to 327 and listen to the new Teeny Club go there, so... be good, Dick. Good to talk to you. K7FWS.
Okay, Steve. Very good. Good signal today from up in Big Sky Country. About the best I've heard you in a long time. K7SWS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Got you down, Semper Paratus. And we'll be up to 14,327 here in just a little bit. I want to try to get all of our Coast Guard Club members in that we can. Listening again for Coast Guard veterans, spread them out a little. I didn't get anybody. Try again. I got somebody that's so close it's been driving me nuts the entire net. Try again. Let's go, Coast Guard veterans. I'm hearing you. Go ahead and try again.
November 7,
Alpha. All right, November 7, station.
November 7, Alpha Echo, Dick. Mike, up here in Oregon.
November 7, Alpha Echo. I'm telling you that whoever camped close to us is really splattering over on the frequency, and I was having a hard time, Mike. Good to get you on the payroll on this Pearl Harbor day. Over.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Yeah, I wanted to get in before the top of the hour with the senior, since we were tied up next to the senior for quite some time down there in Alameda, wanted to get in and just say hi before they came on the air. Looking forward to that.
Roger, roger. Well, we'll be doing it here shortly. I've got you down, Mike. I'm going to try to get one more in here if I can, at least. N7AE, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie out in Oregon. Semper Paratus, who's there? There's another, I believe, a 9 station.
Kilo 9 Zulu, Papa Uniform, K9ZPU.
K9ZPU, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. I don't know whether to talk to you or not.
Okay, well, we want to go to 14,327. I'll talk to you later.
No, I'm just not sure I want to talk to you, Chicago Bear fan.
I see. Okay, well, sorry about that. I thought about sending you some cheese as a consolation present, Dick. Over.
what a what a debacle for the Cowboys. Not bad for the Bears. Congratulations. You're sounding good down here today, Pat. I hope you're having a good weekend. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, we're doing fine business, and your signal up here is good too, Dick. Doing fine. And I'm hearing a lot of the stations checking in. Conditions are good. We're on an 80-meter antenna with a tuner instead of the R7, so signals are probably better. So I know you're trying to get people in here, so we'll let you go. Thanks for getting me in. And we'll be moving up to 327 to hear what's going on there. Semper Paratus, and a good Pearl Harbor day. We'll talk with you next week, Dick, K9ZPU.
All right, thanks, Pat. K9ZPU, W5 Charlie Goff. Charlie, was there one more Coast Guard veteran?
Relay.
Who hollered relay? Go ahead and call him.
Hotel Yankee Delta, this is KW4YQ for W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, over.
KW4YQ, did you get him? I don't hear KW4YQ.
This is KW4YQ.
Roger there
for a second. No joy on the K0HYD, over.
Oh, K0HYD, AL7DD. Nick, are you still there? Nick's probably gone up to 14,327, so he probably went up there with him to get started up there. So that's where we're going to go now. Thanks for the attempted relay. Got that one kind of hosed up a little bit. Things are a little exciting around here right now. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, help.
Certainly sounds like you might need some, over.
I don't know. I probably need maybe a tall glass of wine. Hey, how you doing? VA6FH, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Can't complain. Right now the temperature's somewhere around 40, but heading right into the dumpster this afternoon. We're going to drop about 10 degrees or even more, actually, 10 degrees Celsius, so they make that 18 degrees Fahrenheit in the space of an hour or two, over.
You can keep it. You can keep it right up there. Well, I've got to run. I've got going to run a special event today in a special Pearl Harbor event call sign on 14327. So I'm going to go up there and see what's cooking, and we'll get things cranked up there and off and running if all works well. I'm not sure it's going to. My tongue is twangled. Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the special call sign. An hour's not nearly long enough. You're going to have pileups coming out your ears. Take care, Dick. I'll clear with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, incoming net control station for this open.
Okay, I heard somebody call Bravo Oscar.